Tomoe and I were second-year members of the school basketball team. We wanted to be regular players for the important games in July. They were the last games for the third-year members. After practicing one day, I said to Tomoe, "The third-year members are very kind. When we can't play basketball well, they always teach us how to play better. I like them and I want to play together with them to win the games in July." "Me too," she answered. 2 weeks before the games, the basketball teacher said the names of the regular players in front of every member in the gym. Almost all of the regular players were third-year members. There were only a few second-year members who became regular players, and I was one of them. Tomoe came to me and said, "That's wonderful, Ayaka." I was very happy to hear that. She also said, "I'm not a regular player, but I will do everything I can do for the team." When we were practicing that day, I fell down. I felt a pain in my ankle, and I couldn't stand up. Everyone came to help me. The teacher took care of my ankle and said, "You should go to the doctor." Then he called my mother. After a while, she came and took me to the doctor. The doctor said, "You have to stop playing basketball for a month." I was very sad. The next morning, Tomoe asked me, "How is your ankle, Ayaka?" "I can't play basketball for a month," I answered. She said, "Don't be sad, Ayaka. You can't play this time, but I'm sure you can play as a regular player next time." "No, next time means nothing to me," I said and went away from her. I was thinking about Tomoe and the team that day. After school, I went to the teacher and said, "I have to go to the doctor." Then, I went to the gym before leaving school. I found Tomoe there. She was cleaning the floor alone for the team to make things ready before practicing basketball. I remembered the words she said to me when I became a regular player. I went to her and said, "I can't play basketball yet, but there are things I can do for the team." "I'm glad to hear that," she answered. After that, Tomoe and I went to the gym the earliest of all the members on the team, and did many things to help them. In July, our team couldn't win the games. It was sad, but I learned an important thing from Tomoe, and now it is our team's slogan. It is, "For the team."